Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes. Hello, my name is Candace, and I'm a potential Roundup claimant on the other line for transfer. His name is Christian. I can't say his last name. It's D'Onofrio. Yes.
D'Onofrio.
Okay. Perfect. Can you spell that out for me? I'm so sorry.
You said spell it out?
Mm-hmm.
D-O-N-O-F-R-I-O.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and Christian, this is a recorded line. Again, my name is Carolina. Would you like to see if you did meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
You said what I was?
Would you like to see if you met the criteria for Roundup?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this? Have you signed any paperwork?
No.
Okay, sounds good. And was it yourself or a loved one, Christian, that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear that, Christian. Do you know the subtype that it was?
NHL.
Okay. No problem. And do you know the subtype, like was it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, anything like that? Do you know specifically? If not, that's okay. Hi, Christian, can you still hear me?
And I what?
Have you had more than one? Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or is it just this one?
The one.
Okay. And when was it that you were diagnosed, Christian?
June 8th, 2023.
Okay. June 8th, and this was 2023. You said.
Yes.
Okay. And where did you use the Roundup? Was this at home?
Yes.
Okie dokie. And do you know if any friends, family, any neighbors use the spray that you know of?
No.
Okay. Okay. And were you between the ages of 18 and 79 when you were diagnosed last year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a birth certificate?
Do I have a birth certificate?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, great. And how many years did you spray the Roundup, Christian?
15 years.
Okay, 15 years. How often did you spray it? Was it a couple times a month, a couple times a week?
2-3 times a month.
Okay. 2 or 3 times a month for 15 years. No worries. It is a little redundant, but I do have to ask, Christian, did you spray the Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Perfect. Are you a U.S. citizen, Christian?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been diagnosed with, I do have a long list here, just let me know if any ring a bell afterwards, okay? HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or an organ transplant, any of those?
No.
Okay. How about any cancer besides this one or any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. Now I have here Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Is that right?
No, it's Christian without H, C-R.
Oh, I'm sorry. C-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have a middle name, Christian?
Yes. D. David.
Okay. David. Okay. D-A-V-I-D.
Yes.
Okay. And re-spell your last name for me one more time.
D-O-N-O-F-R-I-O.
Perfect. That was D as in dog, O, N as in Nancy, O, F as in frog, R, I-O. Is that right?
You put the N in between O?
Yeah. D-O-N-O-F-R-I-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
And did you have a suffix to your name?
A what?
Suffix, like junior, senior?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, Christian?
A male.
Perfect. Perfect. What was your marital status?
Never been married.
Okay. Okay. And what was your date of birth?
1-18-88.
Okay, again, that was January 18, 1988, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then what was your social?
I don't like giving out my social. What do I give out my social for?
It is just for us to pull the medical records. If you just want to give the last four, that's completely fine as well.
3963.
Okay, again, that was 3963.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And Christian, how did you learn that there was a connection between Roundup and your illness? Was this an ad on TV, something on social media? When did you make that connection?
When I had got treated with the NHL, they was asking me of what type of stuff I be doing and what I be using, and I told them I be using the Roundup.
Okay. So it was around the time that you were diagnosed that they let you know?
What happened?
The doctor kind of mentioned it when he diagnosed you that that might have been a cause. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you mind sharing your height, Christian?
5'8".
5'8". Do you know your current weight?
140.
Okay. Now, I don't see an email on file. Do you have one that you use?
Yes.
Okay, what was that?
My first and last name, 039@gmail.com.
Okay. So again, this was Christian, C-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, D-O-N-O-F-R-I-O, 039@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Was this all lowercase?
You said it all lowercase? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then this number, 862-241-5795. Is this the best one to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Again, it is a little redundant, Christian. Bear with me. But did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Before my diagnosis, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And when did you start using it? Like early 2000s?
2008.
Okay. 2008. And the last time that you sprayed it, when was that? Around 2023?
Yeah, May.
Okay. May of 2023. And did you stop using the Roundup because you started feeling symptoms, or was there another reason?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how it was applied? Was it with the hand sprayer that it comes with, or was it more like a backpack?
The hand sprayer.
The hand sprayer. Did you use any protective gear when you used it?
Yeah, I tried as much as possible, yeah.
Okay, and what did you wear? Like gloves, glasses? What did you wear?
Yeah, gloves, glasses.
Okay.
Clothes, like long sleeve clothes.
Long sleeve clothing, okay. And where did you apply it at home? Was it backyard, front yard?
In the yard, yeah, backyard.
Okay. In the backyard. Okay, and what state was this primarily used in?
New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey. Okay, now it does ask how many times you have used it in total, so I can do the math on my end. Okay, we're gonna average it up out to about 3 times a month times 12 months in a year, and then again that's times 15 years in total. So it looks like it's just a little over 500 times, and that's
580.
including, okay, around 580. And did you ever live near a water well?
A water well?
Any water well that might have been contaminated?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange, anything like this, Christian?
No.
Sounds good. Do you remember what type of Roundup was used? They have the concentrated that you have to mix with water or the pre-mixed.
The concentrator.
Okay. Do you remember where you bought it? Maybe like a Home Depot, Walmart?
CVS.
Okay. A CVS. And do you have receipts?
Do I have what?
Receipts of when you purchased it? If not, that's okay as well.
No.
That's okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Okay, and have you ever smoked, Christian?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Not at the moment.
That's okay. Have you lost any time away from work because of any surgery or treatments related to the diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Do you have any military background?
No.
And have you been involved with any other lawsuits filed for disability, workers' compensation claim, or bankruptcy?
No.
And have you ever been convicted of a crime other than a minor traffic offense, Christian?
Yes.
Okay, do you mind me asking what that was?
Drugs.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, Doctor, Ronald Ennis.
Ronald, what was the last name?
Ennis. ENNIS.
Okay, I see. Okay, and was this in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, I do see Dr. Ronald Ennis. It looks like he's based in New Brunswick, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and where was the place where you were diagnosed? Was it the Rutgers Cancer Institute?
No, Robert Wood Johnson.
Okay, you said Ronald Wood Johnson.
Robert Wood Johnson, the hospital. Yeah.
Okay. Just 1 second. Okay, I do see Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, and again, this one is in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Do you have any current side effects? Anything else you'd want to mention?
I mean, the side effects I had before, I had neck pain, I had trouble breathing, I had fever, I had night sweats, and I had weight loss.
I see. I'm so sorry to hear that.
'Cause I was like 170, I'm 140 now.
And did you mention shortness of breath?
Yeah.
See, and again, I am so sorry. Do you have the medical records for this?
not in my possession.
Okay, that's okay. But the hospital does have them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you start the treatment? Was this right away? As soon as you got diagnosed?
Yeah, I mean, I had surgery June 10th, 23.
Okay. June 10th, 2023. Okay. Sorry, I am just inputting the information. I'm sorry if there's any pauses here. Just one second. Okay, and were you treated and diagnosed in the same hospital, the Robert Wood Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned there was a surgery. Did you ever do a radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, or a stem cell
transplant?
Yeah, I
did chemo.
Okay.
Yeah, I did chemo for 5 months.
Okay. Chemotherapy. And what's your current address, Christian?
The one I just gave it to you. 1775 Burnett Avenue, Union, New Jersey.
Okay. 1775 Burnett Avenue, Union, New Jersey. And was there an apartment number? Or was this a house?
It's an apartment. 110.
Apartment. You said 110?
Yeah, 110.
Okay. Now, we do require an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. We typically don't reach out, but it is handy to keep here. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
No.
Okay. Again, we do require one. Again, we don't really reach out to these people. We just need someone to keep here.
I mean, my mom don't speak English. I guess my mom.
Yeah, that's okay. Like I said, we don't really reach out. It's just required for the file. What was your mom's name?
Melvina.
Okay.
Melvina.
Mm-hmm. And does she have the same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know her phone number?
908. 316-4670.
Okay, perfect. Great. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign, Christian? I'm going to draft one right now.
Am I familiar with what?
With DocuSign.
With who?
DocuSign. It's to sign electronically. No worries. I can send this through either your email or your text message. Do you have a preference?
It don't matter.
Okay. Well, I can do both to make it a little easier. What this is, Christian, is it just gives the attorneys permission to go ahead and pull those medical records to get this case started for you. Okay. Now, I do just want to verify. I see your address again is 1775 Burnett Avenue in Union, New Jersey. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then date of birth was, let's see. Oh, I think this might be
1888.
1988. And then the social was 3963. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I did just send this through. Let me know when you do receive it. If you have any issues signing, you could just let me know. I'll be more than happy to walk you through. But for the most part, it's just...
I got it.
Perfect. Like I was saying, for the most...
Click the link?
Yeah, you're going to click on it, and then it's going to have you to agree, or it should say something about consent, agree to terms and conditions. And then from there, it's just following the yellow brick road. It's going to have yellow next or continue buttons, and then you're just going to tap on the fields to apply your signature.
So I gotta sign all these things?
Yeah, it'll just have you tap on those, and then I think it'll just apply your signature for you if you want to type it, or you could do it with your finger as well. Okay, I just
I
received
did
it. Perfect. Okay, now Christian, I did just send a text message to you as well. It'll have the contact information of both myself and the law firm. It does take the law firm about 48 hours to process the paperwork, and then once they do, they're gonna reach out and send you a, I'm sorry, they're gonna reach out, just have you confirm some information over the phone. From there on out, if you do have any case specific inquiries or questions, you would just reach out to them. Until then, you can always ask me. Besides that, thank you so much for your time, Christian, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course.